The Treasure Hill project was first approved in 1985, along with various phases of a master plan development. Since then, negotiations with the city have not reached an agreement to make both the Sweeney family, who owns 123 acres on the hillside west of Old Town, and the city and its residents happy. So the process begins again, and the Park City Planning Commission kicked it off Wednesday evening. The commission gave the public the floor for about 45 minutes before it made initial comments about how to approach the schedule for looking at conditional use permits in the application, which is expected to take at least the next year. The word monstrosity was used nearly a dozen times on Wednesday evening by various members of the public to describe the Treasure Hill project. It wasn't exactly what the city requested for public comment, which was to tie comments to specific points in the land management code. That said, many of the comments that included the word were tied to the land management code when the public spoke of size, mass, and scale, and non-compatibility with the surrounding neighborhood. The million square feet proposed by the Sweeney family and its partners for the clustered development was called into question immediately by the public. So, too, were what is called the unit equivalence, which describes how much square footage was approved back in 1985. Recent Park City High School graduate Owen Wyman summarized what many other public comments consisted of.
The proposed Treasure Hill project does not comply with land management code criteria for many reasons, mainly size and location. The Planning Commission's 1985 SPMP approval consisted of 277 unit equivalents, including 258 residential and 19 unit equivalents worth of support commercial space on 123.59 acres. The 277 unit equivalents equals just over 400,000 square feet. The current proposal is over 1 million square feet, a clear violation of the approval. This is in addition to the long list of harmful impacts this proposal brings with it, because of its location on the mountainside in historic Old Town, which all violate the land management code criteria. The Treasure Hill project, as proposed, is a monstrosity and something I'm fighting against because it will forever and irreparably change this unique and amazing community for the worse.
Brian Van Hecke of the group THINK, which stands for Treasure Hill Impact Neighborhood Coalition, echoed Wyman's concerns.
If approved, Park City will no longer be that historic place and no longer be the special place that we all love. Treasure Hill, if approved, would in fact likely ruin Park City and the fabric that is Old Town. And I just want to point out one thing I got in the mail yesterday, and I find this quite interesting. You know, for the residents of Old Town, this project has created a lot of stress over the years. Now I get a letter from Summit and Sotheby's telling me now is an opportune time to sell. In addition to it being a great market, they also mention the fact that Treasure Hill is back. Might be a good time to sell my house. That's the kind of stress that we're under in Old Town and elsewhere. Again, this will not just impact the Old Town residents, but all of Park City.
Others called for mitigating the mass and scale of the project. Still others acknowledged the need to find consensus with the developer while not allowing anything near the square footage in the proposal. Old Town resident John Plunkett pointed to the current general plan, which the land management code should reflect. He made a point of keeping National Historic District designation in Old Town.
A couple of notes from the second volume of the general plan. It's divided into the various neighborhoods of town, and Old Town is neighborhood six. So 6.1 in the general plan says, infill and new additions should be compatible in the neighborhood context and subordinate to existing historic structures. New development must fit within the historic context while meeting the needs of the residents. And then finally, 6.2, Old Town. To maintain local, state, and national historic district designations, the city must prevent incompatible infill. I'd like to repeat that. The city must prevent incompatible infill.
The next meeting for the Planning Commission to look at the Treasure Hill project is July 6th. That meeting will begin to look at the site and will address the square footage. If you'd like to catch up on the project, you can visit parkcity.org and click on the pink box in the right-hand corner. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.